As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Once again, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Thursday, April the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. You might want to log on and bookmark those sites today. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you yet again. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal, a local. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in. Pick a name and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Here's a big shout-out once again to Micro 1650 AM and our broadcasters in Owensville. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local on your micro systems. Let's get this word out to as many people as we possibly can. Again, those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is erratic in the 870 range. Stocks seem to struggle to keep up with their gains. Much happening in there. We'll go there in a moment. Looking forward with the metals projection, we'll go into a little bit of analysis in that direction as well. Smart grid, property, we'll go into an in-depth analysis of that if we have time. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, April the 8th, 2009. Active trading in New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 hour ago. Gold was trading at up $8.80 to $877.50, and believe you me, it's struggling to stay in that range. Silver up 2 cents, $12.13 an ounce. Platinum up $18, the big winner so far in the day, $1,159 a troy ounce. Palladium, $2 up today so far, $224 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday, 4174 down at 7,976. The NASDAQ closed down yesterday 15.16 points to 1,606.71. Where they'll go today is for you to find out later. As they say, stay tuned. The U.S. dollar exchange, the USDX, up 32 basis points. There's probably the trouble demon right there. Trading at 85.37 points. The crude oil off 98 cents, trading at $50.07 a barrel. So we'll see how that goes as well. The lows and the highs in the spot market, $871.80 for a low, $881 for a high, about a $10 spread so far. It's been a little higher than that just before airtime. So that spot market's going to close in about 7 hours. We'll see how that goes. We'll be right back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for those just joining us, welcome to the Tuesday, April the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts, and in the first segment, we went through the market report for today, Tuesday, April the 7th, excuse me. Anyway, let's drop down and finish that out. The spot market's going to close in about 7 hours, but as we saw, the lows and the highs in the gold market, 871.80 for a low, 881.50. It was up about 883 just before airtime. Overall, it's a year-to-year loss of $43.90 an ounce, or down 4.77%. And that's a day-to-day type of a thing, by the way. That'll change. I'll report it differently every day. It does change from a day-to-day basis, but that's how it looks right now, year-to-year, unvarnished truth. Spot market, again, closes in 7 hours. Let's look at those foreign exchange rates and move along. The Canadian dollar right now is running about 80 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, you can fill up your pockets at 7 cents apiece. The euro, you're going to have to dig a little deeper, $1.33, up just a bit. The British pound also a little bit higher than what we saw previously, $1.47 U.S. So that's the foreign exchange. We've talked all about foreign exchange, the demand ratios, the price curves, and those sorts of things on this broadcast. No, it's not a financial broadcast, but we always look at the financial news to get the day started. Here's a little bit more. interview out of London, Reuters, interview from this, actually, I pulled off of the Reuters India, excuse me, the India website. Gold investment is likely to rise sharply in 2009, taking up the slack caused by an expected double-digit drop, again, in jewelry demand. A According to the executive chairman of metals consultancy GFMS, Philip Clapwick, excuse me, this frog that wants to be my partner, just soon he'd find another place to hang out. According to GFMS Gold Report 2009, released on Tuesday, world investment in gold has already surged to $26 billion in 2008 from $14 billion a year ago. So then continues here, here's a quote from Clapwick. There's no reason we couldn't see more like a $40 billion going into the market this year. That's a lot, folks. That's a lot. That's another $14 billion going in this year over what was last year. So for a total of 40, that would be $66 billion in 2 years. Add that to the other one, we're looking at nearly $80 billion in the last 3 years going into gold. That's quite a bit. GFMS said gold could break through the $1,100 an ounce mark, beating its current record high of $1,030.80 reached in March of 2008. Here's another quote. Conditions are very propitious for gold investments, said Clapwick. We're going to see, after a bit of a lull, investment demand come back with a vengeance, close quote. Come back with a vengeance, close quote. He said a dip to below 850 in the coming months was very probable, based on the short-term improvement in sentiment towards mainstream assets and, to some extent, the market almost pausing for a breath. However, the dip is likely to be quite temporary, he says. A broader range of investors are likely to be attracted to gold by raising inflation, a weaker dollar, and prolonged instability in the financial sector. Most institutional investors are not participating in this market yet, he said. It tends to be commodity-focused, hedge funds and gold funds and the like. Mainstream funds don't, generally speaking, hold gold. I think that is a market that will start to be tapped into. Continuing along here in the article, he says, in terms of the market's underlying fundamentals, jewelry demand, which dipped 10% in 2008 from the year before, is likely to continue to decline this year, however. The total share of demand made up by jewelry in the market could also fall to around 50% from over 60% last year. So that's an important aspect of all of this. That's kind of why I've been focusing on it. When I started to see that actually jewelry was influential in the overall picture of the gold market, I didn't really realize that. I'm not prone to gewgaws and baubles myself. I don't think I have a single piece of jewelry other than a couple of inexpensive wristwatches. But nevertheless, a lot of people do get into jewelry. And as I've also mentioned in previous broadcasts, that we think about the number of people on the planet Earth, how many young people come into marriage on an annual basis. And always the drive is the same, gold rings for everybody, you know, and jewelry and watches and pendants and necklaces and all of those little trinkets and presents. You can imagine that with that many people in the marketplace for those kinds of items, that would be a demand factor in gold. Although not every house in America has gold bullion or gold coins stashed away in the sock drawer, almost everyone has a wedding ring on both husband and wife's fingers. So there's that. Then there's the gold earrings, then there's the gold necklace, and then the little pendants and those sorts of things. So it does add up bit by bit by bit. Anyway, going on a little further here, he says, talking about stability in the market, he said this was demonstrated by the interest in physical gold and ETFs. The ETFs, that's the exchange-traded funds, have tended to be a buy-and-hold rather than a buy-and-sell market, and we've seen big shifts in the futures market, but ETF holdings have tended to be stable and quite large, by the way. Quite large, by the way. We're keeping an eye on them. We're following that as it happens. We'll see a period of slower growth in the ETF holdings until there is renewed focus on the next scare. Thought that was rather interesting that he'd throw that in. On the next scare. Always got to throw in the fear, you know. Maybe we should just get it out of the way right now. Doubt, doubt, doubt. Fear, fear, fear. Worry, worry, worry. There you go. Now you've had the doubt, fear, and worry. Let's get back to more serious things. So this focus on scare, the next scare, which will probably be inflation and the consequences of this monetary largesse. And what's monetary largesse? This is this irrational exuberance, this all of the spending that's been going on. Now it's infected globally. It's gone viral. Started out with the lunacy in Washington, D.C. Now it's gone viral. All after the G20, everybody's going to throw billions and billions more, like McDonald's, billions and billions served into this marketplace. So we'll see how all that transpires. On the supply side, Klapjik or Klapwick, why can't these guys have names like Smith or Thomas or Jones or something regular? Klapwick says he sees mine supply flat to higher in 2009 after 3 years of decline. However, any uptick is likely to be small, he said. A 20 to 30 ton increase we believe is feasible, but probably not a lot more than that. Now we're looking at mining. We're bringing that in. Don't forget about mining. I read an article, there were so many of them. I'll tell you what, I went on the web around 5 o'clock this morning when I got up and started looking for monetary items, news articles about this that we could bring out. And as I've said repeatedly, it's the same stuff. You know, up until about 6:30, something like that, 7 o'clock this morning, it was all woe is me, hanky-wringing. And then there was a slight uptick in the gold, and then everybody was talking about investors, you know, jumping back in, looking for that safe haven again. It's claptrap. This market is so manipulated that it would take a crystal ball to try and figure out what's going on in here. But anyway, looking at the this various news off the web, I see that Mexico is courting Barrick Gold, trying to get them to come in and to explore and bring out extract the large gold reserves in Mexico. So we might see an outpouring of Mexican gold in the next 2 or 3 years. But, you know, they're not going to just be able to come in, wave a wand, and get into the ground and start pulling it up. It's going to take time for that cycle to happen. But nevertheless, as more and more people get involved in preserving their wealth by actually buying gold, we're going to see more miners in the business. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Generations of health conscious people around the world have recognized clean, fresh drinking water as a key foundation of a healthy life and healthy body. Berkey systems are the world's most powerful and economical water purification systems, providing incredibly clean, pure water from such sources as remote lakes, streams, and water supplies in foreign countries with substandard regulations. The Berkey purification system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites while extracting an array of chemicals including herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, silt, sediment, foul taste, and odors. It releases heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, aluminum, as well as nitrates and nitrites, without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Give the guys a New Millennium Concepts a call today at 888-803-4438. And make sure you tell them that you heard about it on all the broadcasts. Not available tonight.
And we have returned once again. Let's finish out this gold article. The official sector says the sales are expected to slip a touch further in 2009. After their near 50% drop last year, he said, while buying by central banks could become more of a price driver by the market in the longer term. Notice this kind of a reversal of what we've been hearing coming out of the G20, bringing up the old hash about selling 400 tons. You know, they didn't sell 400 tons. We went into that yesterday. They have the authority to do so. It's kind of like right out of the Constitution. Congress shall have the power to, the International Monetary Fund shall have the power to sell gold, but they haven't been selling gold. And whether that's because they don't have gold or because they see what's coming down the pike as well and are reluctant to part with their gold, sharing the sentiments of gold investors all over the world, well, that's probably more likely to be the case. Sentiment towards gold, again, has changed in the last few years in the official sector, certainly compared to quite negative views held by maybe 10 years ago, said Clapwick. It's not just that gold is viewed as better performing asset, but that people are rather less enamored with their alternatives. They're particularly concerned about the U.S. dollar. Gold is seen as rather better a better form of portfolio diversification than perhaps it was in the past. And that was by Jan Harvey, again, out of Reuters. You know, you've got to watch this Reuters stuff. They could be fanning the flames or buying gold at the same time as they're sliding the shiv up your spine. You know, that's just the way it goes with the Rothschilds. But nevertheless, we understand that and take it under advisement. So some of these articles, as I said before, are so specious that you know that the guys are just getting paid to report the stuff and they don't really care what they're writing. They just cut, copy, and paste to suit the day. Again, though, however, remember, and be mindful of this, gold is right now trading around 877. It was lower than that this morning. It may go lower than that again tomorrow. So if you've got anything that you can free up, maybe you've got, you know, things of limited utility, things of limited usefulness, an extra set of washing machine and an extra washer and dryer, something out in the garage, things stacked up around out in the garage that you might be able to part with. If you can sell that sort of stuff off, I think, and take advantage of this dip in the gold, it's not going to stay at these prices, folks. The demand is far too high. We've spent weeks going through various and sundry articles talking about demand and price and supply and demand and all of that. The demand is there. You know the demand is there. Just pick up your telephone and call any gold broker, your local coin shop, anybody, and ask them what they've got available, and you're going to see that they're basically sold out. Basically sold out. And the premiums, in other words, the amount that you have to pay above the cost of the spot. You know, I give you this $877.50 for gold spot in active trading, New York City as of 9 o'clock this morning. But you're not going to be able to buy any gold today unless the guy's an absolute idiot for $877.50. Not going to happen. So you might look at that. On the other side of the coin, I know that not everybody's sitting around rolling in $1,000 bills. Might look at that silver again. $12.13. It's down almost a buck and a half in the last 30 days. So, as so many of the professionals, the people that make their living at this, as so many of the professionals say, you buy on the dips. You buy when it's low, and then when it's high, that's when you can think about selling. But of course, in this particular market, almost everyone that I've listened to, almost everybody that I read, is talking about buying long, staying long. You get into it and you stay there. We don't know what's going to come down the pike. We don't know what kind of funny money they're going to come up with. But I don't want to be holding a whole gob and a bunch of paper or digitals in, you know, digits in my saving account. I don't even have a savings account anymore. Closed all that out. When interest rates, the return on investment went down into the 1 and 2% range, keeping money in a bank, I was just losing money every day. So I just got rid of all of that. And I'm not advising you to do anything. I'm not your financial counselor, your guru, none of that. Just a little birdie on the wire. You know, and when when the guy that runs the elevator tells you to buy gold, well, that's the time to sell. You know, when it gets down to that level, that's the time you sell. I've read a couple of funny stories about that. You know, these big guys in New York. The housekeeper tells the guy to buy XYZ stock, and the valet tells him to buy XYZ stock, and the cook tells him to buy XYZ stock, and it, the tutor for his child tells him to buy XYZ stock. He gets to the elevator boy. The elevator boy tells him to buy XYZ stock. The shoeshine boy tells him to buy XYZ stock. He gets to his office. He picks up the telephone, and he says, sell all the XYZ stock that I've got. Sell it all now. Because when it gets down to the street, folks, the prices are probably going to be about as high as they're going to get. As they say, when the public, the generally dumb public, comes into the marketplace, it's probably the time to get out of it. So we'll want to watch that, and I'll certainly be tracking that on a daily basis. And if I see anything coming or if I hear anything coming, I'm looking at November the 11th of 2011 as a very important day. The reason why is because you can find the date entered into the GLD Gold Trust prospectus, and if they're looking at 2011, November 11th, Armistice Day, 2011, as some kind of a special day, then maybe we should too. Anyway, going into this a little farther, I got so much stuff in front of me here that I really don't even know where to start, but I'll just hit this one just quickly. The Ozarks Property Rights Congress is going to have a meeting in Gainesville, Missouri. Any of our Missouri listeners, on April the 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Vaught's Family Restaurant, again, Highway 160 west of Gainesville. Again, that's the Ozark Property Rights Congress. They're going to be having their monthly meeting. This is the main chapter, the main group, the flagship, if you will, on April the 9th at 7 o'clock at Vaught's Family Restaurant, Highway 160 west of Gainesville in Missouri. And they're going to be talking about H.R. 875, going through the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009. There's dinner there available, too. Food is served from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. So for all you Missourians out there in the Northwest Arkansans that want to go to this meeting, that's a place to go, and you'll find a lot of information about H.R. 875, food safety. So much for that. Just a shout out, a word to the wise. on Wednesday, April the 15th, from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock p.m. at the Fayetteville Square in Center Street down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, south of us here, they're going to have their tax day, New World Order, tax day tea party. And so, you know, if you want to turn out for that, the 15th, is, tax day, supposedly, if for those that, participate in that foolishness. But anyway, Wednesday, April the 15th, they're having a rally down there. So, once again, it's from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock p.m. at the Fayetteville Square on Center Street in the town of, Fayetteville, Arkansas. If you want to find out more information, you can go to taxdayteaparty.com, and there are various tax day tea parties that are happening all around the United States. So much for that article. Here's a little bit more nonsense. You heard probably about people sending tea bags in protest lately, April Fool's Day, the Financial Fool's Day, and April the 15th. Well, as I said, you can expect most of that to wind up in the dead letter office at the post office. Very little of it, if any of it, probably not one little tea bag, is going to wind up on a White House lawn. I don't care whether you send it to I don't care what office you send it to in Washington, whether you send it to your congressional office or not. That stuff's not going to go anywhere. Kind of another one of these crazy ideas. But nevertheless, just to give you an idea of the downside of all this, this article off the Daily Camera in Boulder, Colorado, someone apparently trying to make a political statement caused a brief stir Tuesday at the Boulder office of U.S. Representative Jared Polis. According to the Boulder police, this is where this insanity goes, folks. According to the Boulder police, a suspicious white envelope arrived at the office at 4770 Baseline Road about noon. Andrew Schulzeis, a district director for Polis, called the authorities when the workers found a lump in the envelope and no return address. We'll pick it up on the other side as the suspense and plot thickens. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes. And once again, that call-in number internationally around America and around the world is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and be part of the broadcast today, you're certainly welcome to do so. Back to our article here. Once again, this is out of Boulder, Colorado, the Daily Camera, an article by Heath Urey. Someone apparently tried to make a political statement, caused a brief stir at the Boulder office of a U.S. representative, Jared Polis. And according to the Boulder police, notice we've got the police involved in this now, a suspicious white envelope arrived at the office at 470 Baseline Road about noon. Andrew Schulfeis, a district director for Polis, they get names like these guys, whatever happened to Smith, Thomas, etc., Polis and Schulfeis. A district director for Polis called the authorities when the workers found a lump in the envelope and no return address. The Boulder Fire Department Hazardous Materials Team responded and opened the envelope. Inside, they found a tea bag with a note reading, "We the People, 1773. Quote, "We think it's a reference to the Boston Tea Party," close quote, said Sarah Huntley, a police spokeswoman. Brilliant, Sarah. According to the report, Polis's office has received several envelopes containing notes and tea bags. Laura Cottingham, a spokeswoman for Polis, said in an emailed statement Wednesday that, quote, "members of Congress take security very seriously. Our office followed the protocol recommended by the U.S. Capitol Police on how to deal with suspicious packages and alerted the police." Well, there you go, but that's not all. But wait, that's not all. Out of New Hampshire, the union leader, Dennis Protest, stirs a tempest in a teapot. This by Dan Tuohy. Again, why don't we have anybody left in this country named Smith? It's amazing. Roberts, you know, a regular name. Rogers, etc. Tuesday, April 2nd, 2009, after the letter arrived at the Democrat Shia Porter's office at 33 Lowell Street, Capitol Police in Washington told the staff to call city police and the firefighters. Manchester Fire Lieutenant Paul Smith said emergency responders quickly identified the substance as tea or tobacco, but they tested the material to be sure. Three or four staff members were in the Democrats' office when police and firefighters were called to the scene shortly before 2 p.m. Quote, they implemented whatever procedure they were supposed to implement, Smith said. They were asked to go to a safe refuge while we analyzed it. Meanwhile, Manchester police said sent Pelham police to visit Yannetti, who identified the substance as green tea, said the Manchester police sergeant, Todd Booker. Do any of these guys still have a job? Manchester ought to fire these people. New Hampshire. They ought to just get rid of them. Manchester, New Hampshire. Get rid of these guys. Fire them all. Yannetti said he sent similar letters to three other members of New Hampshire's congressional delegation. Police and fire units had left by about 3:30 p.m. They were there for 1.5 hours, folks, with a tea bag in an envelope. It didn't shut down commerce on the street or anything, Smith said. There's a Smith. About time. Boucher said a U.S. postal inspector had asked for a copy of the report. Quote, realistically, I don't think there will be any charges coming from us, Booker said, or Boucher, noting that nothing was secretive about the letter. Jamie Radish, a spokeswoman for Shia Porter, said the congresswoman was in Washington at the time. She thanked public safety officials for their swift attention to the envelope. Yannetti described himself as a libertarian-style Republican. Quote, obviously, letters get ignored, he said. It's just a way of voicing our frustration with what's taking place. Well, there you go, and now you know the rest of the story. Just tea, my friends, just tea. This is another article by Christopher Hayes this time, which appeared a while back in April the 20th, in the April 20th edition of The Nation. The Nation. The Pulp Nonfiction is the name of the title of the article. Again, Christopher Hayes, 2 years ago in Washington. By the way, it's 36 degrees and calm under clear skies in southwest Missouri. I'm dressed in my fleeces here. I've got my heavy fleece robe on. I've got my stocking cap on. It's colder than Skidich in this house, but I will not turn on the heat. Nevertheless, let us proceed. 2 years in Washington have started to make me feel jaded. This is Christopher Hayes writing. I've come to expect that even nobly conceived laws will be manipulated and distorted for private ends, but once in a while I hear a story that gives me the queasy feeling that I'm nowhere near cynical enough. Such is the case with the tale of the paper industry and the alternative fuel tax credit. Now, this is the moral of the story, okay? This is where we're going. The tale of the paper industry and the alternative fuel tax credit. This is how your tax dollars are being wasted. Thanks to an obscure tax provision, the United States government stands to pay out as much as $8 billion this year to the 10 largest paper companies. And get this, he writes, even though the money comes from a transportation bill whose manifest intent was to reduce the dependence on fossil fuel, paper mills are adding diesel fuel to a process that requires none in order to qualify for the tax credit. In other words, we're paying the industry handsomely to use more fossil fuel, quote, which is, as Goldman Sachs report archly noted, quote, the opposite of what the lawmakers had in mind when the tax credit was established, close quote. This massive tax subsidy has barely been reported in the press, but it's caused a stir in the paper industry, which is struggling to stay profitable in the teeth of recession. Here's another quote. Everybody's talking about it, close quote. Paper industry analyst Brian McClay told me, quote, in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world, in Canada and Brazil and Chile and Europe, everyone's worried about it, right? Everybody's talking about it. On March the 24th, International Paper, you all know who International Paper is, rather on the large size. This isn't somebody hammering out paper in the backyard, folks. On March the 24th, International Paper announced that it received its first check from the IRS for a one-month period this past fall. The total? A whopping $71.6 million from the IRS. $71.6 million a check. The International Paper. Here's the quote. It's probably close to $1 billion of cash, $1 billion a year of cash, McClay said. If you look at the economics of this business, to make that kind of money today, you have to be on another planet. IP's stock rose 12% on the news. Their stock went up as a result of receiving these checks from the IRS out of a transportation fund. Let's find out a little bit more about it. The origins of the credit are innocent enough. In 2005, Congress passed and George W. Bush signed the $244 billion transportation bill. It included a variety of tax credits for alternative fuels such as ethanol and biomass. I'll tell you where some biomass ought to go. Drink a little ethanol, Jorge. But it also included a 50-cent a gallon credit for the use of fuel mixtures that combined alternative fuels with a taxable fuel, such as diesel or gasoline. Enter the paper industry. Since the 1930s, the overwhelming majority of paper mills have employed what's called the Kraft process, Kraft paper, the Kraft process to produce paper. Here's how it works. Wood chips are cooked in a chemical solution to separate the cellulose fibers, which are then used to make paper from the other organic materials in wood. The remaining liquid, a sludge containing lignin, the structural glue that binds plant cells together, is called black liquor. Because it's so rich in carbon, black liquor is a good fuel. The Kraft process uses the black liquor to produce the heat and energy necessary to transform pulp into paper. It's neat, it's efficient, it's a process that's cost-effective without any government subsidy. 73%, there's another quote here, 73% of the energy we will use in our mill system we produce, close quote, says Anne Robleski. Where are all these people coming from? Skis and Steins and Eskies and all the rest of them. IP's Vice President for Global Governmental Relations. Here's another quote from Anne. We feel like we're the original green industry, if you will. See, they weren't having any problem for fuel, my friends. They had a system that's been working perfectly ever since the beginning of it. And they didn't need any diesel fuel, but look what they've done, crafty little folk that they are. In developed nations, paper is the third largest industrial greenhouse gas emitter behind the steel and chemical industries. Here we go, continuing. By adding diesel fuel to the black liquor, paper companies produced a mixture that qualifies for the mixed fuel tax credit, allowing them to burn, quote-unquote, black liquor into gold. As a J.P. Morgan report put it, it's unclear who first came up with the idea, Robleski told me. It was, quote, outside consultants, close quote. But at some point last fall, IP and Verso, another paper company, formerly a part of IP, began adding diesel to its black liquor and applied to the IRS for credit. Verso nabbed $29.7 million at just one of its mills in the final quarter of 2008 for its use of mixed fuel. Well, there you go. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Okay, and we have returned once again going into the last segment of today's broadcast. But let's finish up on this article. We're going to go into some other material in the second hour. We're going to go back into property and cover some of the things I wanted to get into yesterday, but we kind of got pleasantly sidetracked going into the 50-some-odd items that you don't want to be without in a calamity. And nevertheless, let's finish this up. Rather interesting. What we're looking at, folks, is a scam of epic proportion. These paper companies have looked at a loophole. They're consultants, our outside consultants, tipped them off here, and they're just raking in the money. And it's against you, and it's against me, and it's the stupidity of the IRS. It's the stupidity of our governed mink, if you will, that's causing this problem. And you can't really blame them. They saw the opportunity. They struck while the iron was hot, so to speak, and they're taking money. But where's the morality in this? Where's the, you know, the virtue, if there is any? Where's the beneficence in any of this? Obviously, they don't really understand the idea of the pursuit of happiness. Going back to conversations I've heard over the last, 48, 72 hours, and even longer than that. You know, you look at all of these scams, this Madoff stuff, but more importantly, the derivatives bubble and all that, you know, where these inside traders, the tops, these CEOs, corrupt to the very core. Where does all this go back to? Well, it goes right back, in my opinion, right on top of Leo Strauss, University of Chicago professor, the emigre that was swept up between the row up in the World War I, World War II. These emigres himself, Jack Maritain, Hannah Arendt, and others, swept up out of Europe and brought to the United States. And Leo Strauss winds up at the University of Chicago teaching. And I think that Wolfowitz and St. Pearls and some of the others went to his classes. But his bottom line, his philosophy, is all about a city of speech and a city of crime. In other words, a city of speech is just a bunch of lying gas bags. It's a city, but it's only a city in speech. It's a country, but it's only a country in speech. And then it's a city of crime. It's a free-for-all, a pig pile. And that's what kind of a world that we're living in right now, because we've got these insane children and adolescents, these students of the Straussian philosophy, running the asylum. Back to the article here. It says, in fact, the money to be gained by exploiting the tax credit so dwarfs the money to be made in making paper, because IP lost $452 million in the fourth quarter of 2008 alone, that the ultimate result of the credit will likely to be push paper prices down as the mills churn at full capacity in order to grab as much money from the IRS as it can. If there's a cloud hanging over the elation in the industry, it's the sneaking suspicion that once Congress gets wind of this racket, it'll shut it down. Quote, the one comment I do get from people in the industry, in the paper industry that is, says McClay, is whether it's going to be rescinded or redrawn before the end game. Before the end game. What's the end game? Before the end game. People outside of our circle of influence are looking at bigger pictures. One of the reasons why they're taking such incredible risks, putting themselves in the position of risk, way, way, way offside of the law, likely, is because they know what the end game is, and you and I have not been informed of it. Perhaps they even know the date. Maybe they know that this whole thing is going to melt down, but they don't just have it on whims and tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. Perhaps they have it on much stronger evidence. I don't know. We'll find out. But again, they're trying to figure out whether or not this is going to be rescinded or redrawn before the end game. Investment analysts echo this concern. We think there is some question as to whether this tax incentive survives to the year's end, a Deutsche Bank analyst wrote recently. It's all over the world, folks. People are aware of this. Most industry leaders would like to keep a low profile on this issue, no doubt. Unfortunately, we think it's a material enough issue that it will draw attention. Well, I'm drawing attention to it thanks to one of our listeners who sent me the article. And by the way, if you're out there and you come across something of interest and you'd like to hear it on the broadcast, send it to me. Any ideas for guests, people you want me to either shred or, you know, be happy with or bring on the air? I'm always looking for people who've actually done something, people who are actually doing something right where they are. They don't need to be four-star generals. They don't need to be Captain Kangaroo, wear the funny hat. I'm interested in guests that actually do something. I'm interested in some good news, too. I like to hear about some local people winning. You know, every day I start the broadcast out, I've got good news, hard facts. I provide all the facts. I bring it to you. And workable solutions. But I'm still looking for that good news. Hard to find any good news. So if you've got any, guest ideas, show topics, and news, you can send them to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. I respond to all my emails. Personally, I don't have a staff here. I don't have any interns working in the office. I'm standing here in my bathrobe. Okay, I sit down to my computer and I work until midnight. And then I get up about 4:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning and start it all over again. We don't get paid here. Anyway, always looking forward to stuff. And I got this article and I thought it was worth sharing. I think it's very interesting. Dropping down a little bit and closing out the article, it says, so far, to the surprise of McClay and others, there's not been a peep from Capitol Hill. Alan Hershkowitz, here's another one, Hershkowitz, my word. A senior scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council and director of its paper industry reform project told me the industry wields significant clout in Washington and has benefited from the myriad federal subsidies throughout its history, but that, quote, this is really a perverse exploitation at the expense of the environment, close quote. Yeah, it's on the expense of the environment, but it's also on your and my back, friends, including you, Hershkowitz, or whatever your name is. I called up the Senate Finance Committee, and a staffer told me, quote, they were aware of the issue and are talking with the IRS about the technical details. The committee intended the credit to be primarily for transportation fuel and plans to closely review this situation. Closely review. Closely review. Didn't say that they were going to send the cops out and SWAT team these guys. They were taking $452 million here, $61 million there, just glancing up in the air, $29.7 million there. If you or I caught $100 out of the local Dollar General store, we'd be doing serious time. These guys are knocking out millions and millions on a fraud, basically. Let's go on to it and close it out. Whether or not Congress gets around to turning off the spigot, the episode is a useful reminder of the persistently ingenious ways the private sector can exploit even well-intentioned legislation. I'm going to stop right there. What a story, huh? What a story. Paper industry ripping off the American people. Maybe we ought to stop using paper. No, I'm not going to do that. Nevertheless, maybe we ought to get the people out of the Congress, and I think we should do that. We've got time. By the way, in case you were unaware of it, today is Tuesday. 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 Today is What day is it? Let me check. Let me just check. Today, oh my goodness, who messed with that? Come on, April, bing. Today's Tuesday the 7th, just a thought. Today is election day here in Southwest Missouri, folks, and so there's probably school board candidates and health board candidates and other people, health department candidates and other people on the ballots. Just as a reminder, check your calendars, your election calendars, and if you can, do go out and support your candidates. Look for the liberty-minded, freedom-minded people. And short of that, if you don't know who is running, vote the incumbents out. Vote the incumbents out. Doesn't matter which party gets in. Both parties are just two sides, the obverse and the reverse, the same coin. So vote all incumbents out today, wherever you are, please. Get them out. Let's get the turnstile running. Get the revolving door going and start turning these people over like a grist mill. Get them in, get them out, get them in, get them out. One-termers only. But today is an election day. Be sure and step out and vote today. I certainly will right after this broadcast is over. Not this one, but the next one that I do later in the afternoon. I will vote today. And I do vote. And if you don't vote, well, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry about that. So there's things we can do. There are things we can do locally. The things we can get active in. Remember that the election calendar runs throughout the year, year after year. We always have more elections, and no matter how long, no matter how wide, no matter how deep the recession, depression, or financial tsunami happens to last, you can be sure of one thing, and you can take this to the bank. On the other side of the financial collapse, we're still going to have government. So we either get the government that someone else chooses, or we get a government of our own choosing. So let's energize within the established two-party political system and see what we can do to turn things around from the inside, not from the outside, not from the sidewalk with the megaphone. The Bullhorn Boys' attitude of trying to shout down the bricks and mortars of establishment is not a good program. What it basically did was just waste about 7 years of our time. And 7 years more, we don't have time. So anyway, there are things that we can do on a local level to really be effective and to make a difference. And it's going to include you and me in the process. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us, and we'll start hour number two.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hey folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Always remember those who strongly support. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I guess it's not afternoon yet, unless you live someplace in maybe out in the Atlantic. Sorry. Nevertheless, welcome back to the Tuesday, April the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as my eyes drift back away from the chat room screen to my script screen here. Coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That is oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and once again, we've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. In the first hour, we talked about the market reports. We see that the gold is down and down deeply, but it's up a little bit so far in active trading, trading around $877.50 so far today. The highs and lows in the spot market before the broadcast, 871.80, trading up as high as 881.50. So we can see about a $10 spread there. Now, it's going to go higher. It's already gone higher. It went higher just before the broadcast began. Nevertheless, the spot market was going to close then in 7 hours. Now it's going to close in 6 hours at the end of the day. We'll see where it ends up. We also talked a little bit about some pulp nonfiction, how the paper industry is bilking the IRS, federal government, that'd be us, you and me, for millions and millions and millions on a scheme of mixing diesel fuel with their black liquors to get a tax credit when the black liquor in the craft process is all that really needs, and that's what they've been using for a long time. By throwing a little bit of diesel fuel in there, they've cooked up an alternative fuel, and they qualify for a tax credit, and they're reaping big profits out of that. We also talked about the foolishness of the little teabag program, sending teabags around to people and the ridiculous response of the police and the emergencies and the first responders and so on and so forth. So, you know, it wastes a lot of people's time and it causes a lot of commotion, but I can guarantee you it hasn't changed anything. So let's try and focus our attention on things that we actually can do, things that are important, things that can make a difference, like participating in your local elections, like forming local voting precinct groups, like getting people aware of these issues, like putting up micro broadcasters, like becoming a paper terrorist, if you will, going around and handing out flyers, handing out books, booklets, all kinds of material that you can get. I don't know how, well, I can't tell you how many, but I can tell you it's over 2,000 pocket constitutions that I've personally put out in the Southwest Missouri in a couple of counties here. I just carry them around in my pocket with me where I go, carry some in the truck with me whenever I go someplace, and I find somebody that looks like they might have an interest. I talk to them a little bit and turn them onto a copy of the Pocket Constitution. I like the Witten Publishers, the Witten Printers version best of all, although I'm rapidly coming to the end of this last shipment, about 150-200 Pocket Constitutions that don't have the material in it that I really like. I like the Witten Publishers Pocket Constitution because it's got a lot of good stuff in there on the jury rules and things like that, excerpts from the Communist Manifesto so that people can get an idea of what the beast is that we're really dealing with, and many, many other interesting quotes and things. That's for dollar, impact for impact, and compact in size. That one is really a good one. And if you don't have a copy of your Pocket Constitution from the Witten Press and you want to find out more about it, shoot me an email at host@vocallocal.org. host@vocallocal.org, and I'll send you the contact information where you too can buy them. They're cheap. The more you buy, the cheaper they are. You know, you can get them down 35, 45 cents a piece plus shipping. So, you know, at the cost of cigarettes these days, the cigarettes coming up with close to 40, 50 cents a piece, you know, it's not much more than just, you know, letting somebody have a smoke out of your pack of cigarettes to hand them a Pocket Constitution. When you think about thousands of them put out into rural areas like this, there are just a whole bunch of folk that are waking up. And so you can have an impact right where you are. If you can set up a micro broadcast and run that, tomorrow we're going to have a broadcast all about micros. So you want to be back here again tomorrow for Sam Britton as my guest. So hang right where you are. We'll be right back.
Generations of health-conscious people around the world have recognized clean, fresh drinking water as a key foundation of a healthy life and healthy body. Berkey Systems are the world's most powerful and economical water purification systems, providing incredibly clean, pure water from such sources as remote lakes, streams, and water supplies in foreign countries with substandard regulations. The Berkey purification system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites while extracting an array of chemicals including herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, silt, sediment, foul tastes, and odors. It reduces heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, aluminum, as well as nitrates and nitrates, without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Give the Guys a New Millennium Contest a call today at 888-803-4438. Make sure you tell them to hear about it on the Wolfram Podcast.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back again to the Tuesday, April the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. Let's pick it up and continue the broadcast. This is an article, another one of the articles I received in the inbox in my email. And certainly you can send me ideas for guest show topics, send news via email, host@vocallocal.org. This is a rather interesting article. I may go through all of it, maybe not. It's rather lengthy. But this is about smart grid. Government spying targets rural American. I've been reading the stimulus bill. When I saw the term, this was trying to find the name of the author. I don't even see the name of the author here. Maybe it's someplace else. Maybe it's down at the bottom. No, I don't even see it. So it's going to be written in first person, it looks like, and we'll just have to wonder who the author is. I've been reading the stimulus bill. When I saw the term smart grid on page 232 of the American Recovery and Investment Act of 2009, I stopped reading so fast I almost gave myself whiplash. If you haven't heard about the smart grid, listen up. Smart grid is closely related to the National Animal Identification System, or NAIS, and both programs are designed to spy on Americans. Even more disturbing than the purpose of those government condoned intrusions into our lives is the fact that the usurper administration feels that smart grid is so important that it had to be funded in the stimulus package, which is supposed to be used for emergencies only. Well, what's the emergency? Why does smart grid need to be implemented within 60 days of the bill's passing? Well, here comes the answers, and none of them are good. So what is smart grid? Smart grid is part of a global initiative to manage information, all information. This is not some dire fictional prediction. It exists right now, right here in the United States. And thanks to Barry the Usurper, the Secretary of the Treasury can lend the Western Area Power Administration, or WAPA, a division of the Department of Energy, $3.25 billion to implement smart grid. I think we've been talking about this a little bit. I think Chada had something to say about this on his broadcast as well. But let's go into it a little bit deeper here. Here's the section B. The Secretary shall, without further appropriation and without fiscal year limitations, loan to the Western Area Power Administration on such terms as may be fixed by the Administrator and the Secretary such sums not to exceed in the aggregate, including deferred interest, $3,250,000,000 in outstanding repayable balances at any one time, whatever that means, as in the, it's just more monies, right, as Lee Rogers likes to say, 3 billion monies, as in the judgment of the administrator are from time to time required for the purpose of, and then it continues, and in carrying out the initiative, the secretary shall provide financial support to smart grid demonstration projects in urban, suburban, tribal, and rural areas, including areas where electric system assets are controlled by nonprofit entities and areas where electric system assets are controlled by investor-owned utilities or co-ops. Ostensibly, smart grid is about energy efficiency and climate change. This intelligent power grid gathers information about individual energy use via sensors embedded in the transmission lines and in homes and businesses. The government, via WAPA, will know what temperature you keep your home at or business at. If you keep your domicile warmer or cooler than the temperature approved by the federal government, you may pay more. To some, this is an acceptable arrangement until they discover what else smart grid can do. What's in your closet? Next section. According to IBM, one of the two corporations which will receive the most money, the other is GE. Here's the quote, "The world is becoming instrumented. By 2010, there will be a billion transistors per human, each one costing 1/10,000,000th of a cent. All things are becoming intelligent. Algorithms and powerful systems can analyze and turn these mountains of data into actual decisions and actions that make the world work better and smarter. The world is becoming interconnected with a trillion networked things, cars, roadways, pipelines, appliances, pharmaceuticals, and even livestock. The amount of information created by those interactions grows exponentially." Did you catch that? Smart grid will allow the government to collect information about you, your habits and possessions. We've heard all this. All they need is a few sensors to know what's in your refrigerator, how long you spend in the bathroom, if you smoke in your home, if you drink alcohol in your home, and how many people are in your home or business at any one time. Science fiction? Don't bet on it. IBM knows different. And if the above statements aren't enough to get you thinking, how about this? Nanotechnology, e-textiles for bonnet biomonitoring, and wearable electronics. And you've heard so much about all of this. Michael Vail, Doug Owen have reported on this nanotech stuff, as has Lee and other hosts here on the network. If current research is an indicator, this is the quote here, if current research is an indicator, wearable electronics will go far beyond just very small electronic devices or wearable flexible computers. Not only will these devices be embedded in textile substrates, but on an electronics device or a system could ultimately become the fabric itself. Electronic textiles, or e-textiles, will allow the design and production of a new generation of garments with distributed sensors and electronic functions. Maybe they will know how often you unzip your drawers. Such e-textiles will have the revolutionary ability to sense, act, store, emit, and move. Think biomedical monitoring functions or new man-machine interfaces, while ideally leveraging an existing low-cost textile manufacturing infrastructure. Anyway, then it continues and it talks about more of the scare stuff. We don't need to go into it. You get the idea. That's the smart grid, and it's heavily funded by the Barry the Usurper administration. Now, we're going to go into a little bit here in the remaining 45 minutes of the broadcast into a study, if you will, a word study and a encyclopedia study and a book study. More information about property. Property. Property has duties as well as rights, said Thomas Drummond back in Thomas Drummond lived from 1797 to 1840. And that's out of the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations, but it's very true. Property has its duties as well as its rights. All rights do have duties commensurate duties. Now, here's a little bit more. Each of us has a natural right from God, or, well, this is, I'm just quoting here. This is Frederick Bastiat. Each of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property. These are the three basic requirements of life, and the preservation of any one of them is completely dependent upon the preservation of the other two. For what are faculties but the extension of our individuality? And what is property but an extension of our faculties? If every person has the right to defend, even by force, his person, his liberty, and his property, then it follows that a group of men have the right to organize and support a common force to protect these rights constantly. And that's largely the way our government was set up here, is that we have men had a right to organize and support a common force. And as the Declaration says, governments are instituted among men to protect or to preserve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Freedom is not just a moonbeam hanging in the sky. Freedom is something you have to understand, first of all, and then work towards protecting it all the time, because there is no end of these high priests, as Lee likes to say. There's no end of the high priests that want to take your freedom and your liberty away. Go back and read the Verona Treaty and get an idea for what the black nobility and the Pope had to say about that. We'll be back right after this short intermission. Stay with us. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Ian, we've returned once again. You know, folks, as long as you are still alive, you are still free. As soon as you give up, of course, and allow yourself to be in bondage to someone else and develop that mindset, then you become a slave. But as long as you are alive, you are still free. So just don't lose heart. There's a lot of people that would like you to throw in the towel and just accept everything as a fait accompli, but that's far from it. Far from it. And as far as secret societies are concerned, become one. Become one. Don't shake and tremble in fear in that the fact that there are people working behind the scenes. People have been working behind the scenes all the time. One of the ways that we could have gone today on this broadcast was to go into the pluralistic system of government that we really have these days. But I think perhaps we'll do that tomorrow or later. Well, tomorrow we have a special guest, so we'll have to pick it up perhaps on Thursday or Friday. But we'll go there. We'll go there. Take heart. Just keep coming back. Bring a big plate. Bring a notepad. And be ready to learn something here. Because I'm not a defeatist. I'm a political realist. I know a lot of the difficulty that we're facing. But at the same time, I climb mountains too and do rock climbing and other things. I don't quit. I get to the top. Okay? So I'm not ready to throw the towel in yet. If I was going to throw the towel in, we'd just unplug this microphone and I could go back to my books. It's not time to quit yet. Now, there's a 39-some page document that I printed out at great expense personally because it costs a lot of money to use these little IBM printers. Nevertheless, printed out a 38-page work, if you will, something that I compiled a while back. And it's all about property and property rights. And it's something that I would recommend highly that you do for yourself right where you are as well. Now, a lot of this you may not have access to, but I'm going to share most of it with you. And we're not going to go through all of the ins and outs of each part and piece of it. But what this is, basically, is a way of getting my mind centered on where it is that I live. I wasn't raised in Southwest Missouri. I didn't grow up in Southwest Missouri, but I've lived here now for close to, 15 years. And so, needing to get outside of your own little box, getting outside. Let's say you live in a city and you've never really much gone out into the country. You don't know what's lying just out there beyond the line of houses. And so you might want to start this kind of a research project for yourself. What I've done basically is I've gone through and I've picked up Ozark Mountains from encyclopedias and different references around. And I've tried to figure out, learn as much as I can about what is the Ozark Mountains. I'll just give you a taste of it. All right. This is out of the Illustrated World Encyclopedia, and there are better ones than this, but this is short. The Ozark Mountains are a plateau or a section of highlands that lie between the Arkansas and the Missouri rivers. The plateau is about 50,000 square miles in size, about the size of the state of New York. Most of it is in Missouri, but parts of it are in the Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and I see here they didn't put down Ohio, but there's some in there too. Its average height is about 2,000 feet above sea level, and the highest section, called the Boston Mountains and lying in Arkansas, is about 2,400 feet in height above sea level. Lead and zinc are mined in the Ozarks. There are good fruit growing areas along the slopes and some mineral springs. The Ozarks are a popular vacation spot. So this just gives you a start. This just gives you a little bitty bit. So let's say wherever you're living, do a little bit of word study. Do a little bit of research on your place, on your space. What is it? What's unusual about it? What is the history of it? One of these days soon, I hope to have a guest come on, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the potential that this area once had before the big ag came into it, before the big gov came into it. This was a very, very, very secure place to live during the last big depression. And people did well here. People prospered here. Missouri mules are famous. You know, people could come in here with or without tractors, with or without any kind of real implements, and they could make their way and did make their way. They had a counterculture going on here. Lots of Scotch-Irish live in this area. People that don't give up easily. People that aren't defeated mentally. People who are strong, people who understand that it takes two hands and a back and a plow sometimes and a hoe to make a difference in life. People who are just show up at a place and just start building. You know, I was on with Avery Jane the other evening, and we talked about hobbit holes and things like that. Well, yes, there was a time where you could just about build anything, and people around here did. And some of what they built is still here, lots of it, really. Lots of cabins and things scattered all around. But if you understand something about where you live and get the bigger picture within 50, 75, 80 miles, then you can start to move out into it, look around in there, go around about, get out, move around a little bit. Maybe if you're shy on money, go, you know, carpool before you go in a car. Drive around a little bit, see what's out there. From your house to the nearest woodlot, what route is there? Yesterday we were talking about, you know, bugging out in a bag, you know, what you put in a backpack in the face of a calamity or an advancing army. Where would you go? The time to make that decision isn't when, you know, the wolf is at the door. So you might want to go around and find out a little bit more about yourself. Take out the various encyclopedias and stuff that you can. Maybe go to the stop at the library on a Saturday afternoon and sit down and, you know, pick up North Carolina. Open up the encyclopedia and go to North Carolina and read the articles. Do it on the internet. You can go up and find out more about your state. Have you read your state constitution yet? What is the history of the constitutions? When did your state come in? Are you one of the original colonies? Different kinds of land laws apply there, okay? So the things you can do in that regard, find out a little bit more about where you live. Find out when the great calamities came by. What was the position that your state took in the war, the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression? Where were the battlefields? Where were the battle lines? Where did the action happen? Where are the railroads? Where are your industries? Those sorts of things. Learn a little bit about where you are. Develop a mental consciousness of the state that you happen to be living within its boundaries. What are the boundaries? Can you sit down right now and just sketch out the outline of your state? Can you go ahead then and go in and pencil in where are the major cities, where are the major population areas? Are you living in a convergence? Are you in the midpoint between two large population areas? If you are, you may have to deal with outpouring people from two major large urban areas coming into your area, looking for a place to sleep and looking for some food and things like that, if things get really drastic. Find out a little bit about the state that you live in and where you live. Could you draw that map? Could you locate the cities? Where is your state capital? What is your state capital? And so on. Look up the state capital. Look up the various cities if you have an encyclopedia or even on the internet. You could do Wikipedia work on that and print it out so that maybe you'd have a document like the one that I'm holding in my hands here. Let's go into property a little bit and get to a sense. When I go into these various things and I'm trying to focus my mind or crystallize my thinking on something, I like to turn first to the dictionaries. And come to understand the meanings and the senses of various words. This particular research study is about the Ozark Property Rights Congress. So, of course, I have to define my terms. I've spared you several pages here about Ozarks and what is Ozarks and what is Missouri and the other states that are involved in the Ozarks so that we get a better understanding of this larger group that we are affiliated with or associated with. There's no membership in the Ozark Property Rights Congress. It's just voluntary individuals in assemblies coming together on a monthly basis at various meetings in various towns. But anyway, the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. So the next thing we have to look at is property. What is property? We're defining our terms here, crystallizing our thinking so that we can wrap our mind around something. You know, you might join something like Gun Owners of America or the National Rifle Association. Well, there is national. What is national? Have you ever looked into it? I've done whole word studies on national. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side and go into it a little bit deeper. Stay with me. We will be right back.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back and we're going into this discussion on property now. We've gone from the Ozarks a little bit. I didn't want to bore you to death with the details. If you don't live in this particular area, it's information that I know now about where I live, and I'm encouraging you to do the same. Look into where you live and find more about it. We're defining some details here. But just in doing this kind of an evaluation, you look at something like the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. Is this something I want to be associated with or want to be affiliated with? What do these words mean? We don't even stop, you know, long enough in our life to even figure out what do the words mean, the words that I use. Do you ever spend any time in a dictionary? Do you ever spend any time in an encyclopedia? Boy, when I got into that early on in my life, my mother was a reader. We had a library in our house, and we had encyclopedias at a 1952 set of Encyclopedia Britannicas that I grew up with, and I've read most all of even before I got out of high school. And an encyclopedic understanding of the world is really a leg up. It gives you that broad picture. You understand things more than other people. One of the problems that we have with the division of labor is we get pigeonholed in this Industrial Revolution division of labor. We get pigeonholed down. I'm a welder. I'm a carpenter. I'm a bricklayer. You know, we don't see any, I'm a dentist. We don't see the big picture. We fall in love with these niches, and we go inside of these niches, and we dwell there all of our lives, and we don't see the big picture. But from an encyclopedic standpoint, or from those that have read the dictionaries, you get this wider picture, a more general understanding. We become generalists, not specialists. most of the people that are in Washington, most of the people that are writing these various and sundry laws and whatnot, these are specialists. They're not looking at the big picture. They don't know how this all fits together. Oh, some do. But they're not the ones that are actually doing the work. They're not the ones that are actually writing these bills and this legislation. But let's go into it in defined terms here. We've looked at the state that we live in, maybe the region, if you will, like the Ozarks. It goes across state boundaries. It's a plateau. It's a geographic thing. And now let's go into property just a little bit. This is a dictionary definition. Let me see where it's from. Okay. This is the American Dictionary of the English Language, Noah Webster, 1828. In 1828, Noah Webster created a dictionary, an immense dictionary, a fabulous dictionary. If you don't have it in your house, if you can afford to buy a copy, find one and buy it. Add it to your library. It'll give you a really good idea, just 50 years distant from the time of the founding of this country, of the meanings, of the senses of the words, and what kind of people were our ancestors. And as you go through this dictionary definition, you'll start to get a better understanding of what some of the words meant. What were they saying? Do we take the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence wrong when we don't understand how what they meant by the words that they were using? Language changes. It changes every decade. I've got stacks of dictionaries to testify that. So let's go into it here. Property is a noun. It seems to be formed directly from proper. If not, it's a contracted. The Latin proprietas, French propriété, from what we have, propriety. Here we go. His first sense, a peculiar quality of anything, that which is inherent in a subject or naturally essential to it, called by the logicians an essential mode. Thus, color is a property of light. Extension and figure are properties of bodies. So immediately right off, as we start to go into a study of property, we start to see that there's a lot going on here. There's a lot more than meets the eye. A friend of mine once gave me a phrase that he'd learned in Latin. It's ubi materia, ibi geometria, ibi mysteria. Where there is matter, where there is matter, there is geometry. And where there is geometry, there's mystery. You talk about mystery schools, start from some place in that level and then build from that. Ubi materia, ibi geometria, ibi mysteria. Where there is matter, there's geometry, and where there's geometry, there lies mystery. Here's the second sense, an acquired or artificial quality, that which is given by art or bestowed by man. The poem has the properties which constitute excellence. Certain properties, some artificial quality, property. Here's the third sense, quality, a disposition, quality, disposition. It is the property of an old sinner to find delight in reviewing in his own villainies in others. He uses lots of quotes in Noah Webster's 1828. There are a lot of quotations that really help to open your mind up to the fact that in the 1800s and the 1700s, our founders were literate people, and most of the people in this country were literate people. Literate. They could read. They could read. And they valued books, just as people today value their internet connection. The big deal then in this country, in this continent, was the possession of books, and most people read. Even de Tocqueville remarked about that, that if you come across some bumpkin on the highway someplace, somebody hoeing a row of beans, don't expect to find a fool. You might find a well-read man. The exclusive right of possessing, here's another sense of property, the exclusive right of possessing, enjoying and of disposing of a thing. Ownership in the beginning of the world, the Creator gave to man dominion over the earth, over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air, and over every living thing. You see, he's bringing the Bible in now to this definition. This is the foundation of man's property in the earth and in all its productions. Prior occupancy of land and of wild animals gives to the possessor the property of them. The labor of inventing, making, or producing anything constitutes one of the highest and most indefeasible titles to property. Property is also acquired by inheritance, by gift, or by purchase. Property is sometimes held in common, yet each man's right to his share in common land, or stock is exclusively his own. One man may have the property of the soil, and another the right of use by prescription of purchase. Here in a dictionary. In 1828, Noel Webster is sharing his knowledge of Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. He's sharing a basic course, if you will, in the right of property according to the common law. In a dictionary. In 1828. So, let's go into that itself a little bit further. Let me see. What do we got? Here we are. The next one. This is the fifth sense. He has 11 senses under property. Different ways that you can understand the use of property and what is property. Property under the fifth sense. Possession, held in one's own right. Sixth sense. The thing owned. That to which a person has the legal title, whether in his possession or not, is one of the greatest blessings of civil society, that the property of citizens is well secured. In the seventh sense, it's an estate, whether in lands, goods, or money, as a man of large property or small property. The eighth sense, it's an estate, a farm, a plantation. In this sense, which is common in the United States and in the West Indies, the word has a plural. Here we go. A quote from Edwards, written about the West Indies. A quote, the still houses on the sugar plantations vary in size, according to the fancy of the proprietor or the magnitude of the property. Do you know who came from the West Indies? One of the founders? Which one? Alexander Hamilton. That's right. A bean counter in a counting house. His mother was a Levine. Jewish, no doubt. No doubt at all. Levine. Here's the ninth sense. Nearness or right. And here's the quote. Here I disclaim all my paternal care, propinquity, and property of blood. And who's the quote by? Shakespeare. Shakespeare. Here's another sense. Tenth. Something useful. An appendage, a theatrical term. Again, we're talking about property. Something useful. An appendage, a theatrical term. And here's the quote. I will draw a bill of properties. Shakespeare. Here's another quote. High pomp and state are useful properties, by Dryden. Didn't we see a bunch of high pomp at the G20 as they all clowned around for the camera? Gordy Brown, Barry the Usurper, and others. Here's the 11th sense. Again, we're talking about property. We're just going to a simple dictionary. Not quite a simple dictionary. Noah Webster's 1828 should never be considered a simple dictionary. But we're looking at a dictionary. Propriety, which is no longer use, and that was used in that sense by a man named Camden. Here we go. Literary property, the exclusive right of one's own writing. No right or title to a thing can be so perfect as that which is created by man's own labor invention. The exclusive right of a man to his literary productions and to the use of them for his own profit is entire and perfect, as the faculties employed and labor bestowed are entirely and perfectly his own. On what principle, then, can a legislature or a court determine that an author can enjoy only a temporary property in his own productions? My friends, we're going into law now, just trying to define the word property. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Generations of health conscious people around the world have recognized clean, fresh drinking water as a key foundation of a healthy life and happy body. Berkey Systems are the world's most powerful and economical water purification systems, providing incredibly clean, pure water from such sources as remote lakes, streams, and water supplies in foreign countries with substandard regulations. The Berkey purification system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites while extracting an array of chemicals including herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, soap, sediment, foul taste, and odor. It releases heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, aluminum, as well as nitrates and nitrites, without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Give the guys a New Millennium Podcast a call today at 888-803-4438. Make sure you tell them to hear about it on all the podcasts. It's not available in Iowa.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay, and we've returned once again, and that call-in number is 866-841-1065. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be joined here on the Become Vocal Local by Sam Britton. Sam, many of you may know from the various calls that he's made to other hosts' shows on Oracle, with Mike Chambers late in the night, Lee Rogers he's been on with a couple of times, I think Chowda's been on a couple of times with. Sam is a micro-broadcaster, and in the first hour, we're going to talk about his experience locally becoming Vocal Local, he and his wife Trish. And then in the second hour of the broadcast, we're going to talk about micros. So if you've ever thought about or wondered about what it would take to set up a FM micro broadcasting station right where you are, you'll want to listen into that broadcast because I'm sure it'll be an interesting one. It's always fun to get together with Sam. We will do that tomorrow. Let's go back in. I want to just impress upon you just how very, very vitally important it is for you to have a clear understanding of just what is property and how valuable it is in its own right, in all of its various senses. Here we've got 11 different senses, a broad spectrum presented by Noah Webster. You can get into it very simple and easily in other dictionaries, very short dictionary definitions, but I'm going to eschew them because we're going to go into legal definitions extensively and other places to try and get a better understanding of just what property is. But here, going back to this sense, for number four, the exclusive right of possessing, enjoying, and disposing of a thing, ownership, it's exclusive. Your right to property can be in personam and in rem. An in rem possessory interest in property is to the exclusion of the whole world. And in personam is the exclusion of individuals. It's huge. It's huge. And there's various different ways of looking at it. Now again, no matter whether you've ever spent any time in the Bible or not, and I really hope that you have, I hate to see people turn their back on that book before they've read it, because there's a lot of information in there that's useful to you no matter what your final answer is. You know, we all have to make up our mind on that ourselves. But no matter what your final answer is, there's a lot of information in there that has been well known for thousands of years, over 2,000 years, some of it. And so much of it has found its way into law and into customs and in traditions that have shaped whole nations, including our own. And so it's, in my opinion, not wise to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Definitely spend a little time in there, because it also helps you to recognize immediately when you read things like this next sentence, I know the source because I've read the source. But anyway, it goes, in the beginning of the world, the Creator gave to man dominion over the earth, over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air and over every living thing. Now, this is right out of Noah Webster's dictionary definition or meanings of the word property, the noun. It also gives you this idea, an insight to the dominionist point of view. The dominionist point of view comes right from those scriptures. This is the foundation of man's property in the earth and in all of its productions. I like to think of this as the created universe, a universe that was created. Having studied Blaise Pascal's writings and knowing him as the father of probability and looking at his reasoned and logical arguments, where basically if what we see around us happened by chance, we believe more in miracles going that way than we do simply accepting a created universe. Mathematically, the probability of all of this just happening and happening the way that it has, with so much duplication all over the place, it's an astronomical calculation beyond his capacity, and he is the father of the study or the science of probability, by the way. So anyway, just starting from that standpoint, and our founders, some being deists, some being Christians of various kinds, they have this stuff in there too, but in the Declaration, you know, all men are created and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know. And governments are instituted among men to preserve these things. Well, they valued property. They understood property. And as I believe I might have shared yesterday or in another broadcast, if we can rightly understand the word life and realize that our life, a man's life, is his most important property. And even in this definition, it goes on and talks about the intellectual property, literary property, a sense number 11, the exclusive right of one's own writings. No right or title to a thing can be so perfect as that which is created by a man's own labor invention. The exclusive right of a man to his literary productions and to the use of them for his own profit is entire and perfect, as the faculties employed and the labor bestowed are entirely and perfectly his own. Our mind, our ideas, as I like to believe, our bodies are nothing more, really, than a vessel or chalice to carry around the mind and to protect it and to preserve it and to procreate more little minds wherever we go. It's the mind that makes us something special. So, it only then follows that property begins with our life. And I can go back to Galambos for that and read his definition about property. Property is an individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And we can start to get a grasp or start to wrap our mind around just how important the concept property is in all of this discussion. And there are those who know this well and would just assume that you would glaze over it and give it casual study. In the New World or America, liberty and property had been inseparable. Liberty was the means to the acquisition of property. And that's just a brief quote out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, 1933, on an article on property. Just little stuff. More tools in our understandings, in our arsenal here. As a verb transitive, property means to invest with qualities or to take as one's own, to appropriate. When we add our labor to natural resources, they become essentially our property. Those that are out there prospecting around looking for gold, as the price of gold stays close to $900 an ounce, when they find that gold, not only do they develop a property in that gold itself, but in this country, they can even establish a mining claim, and they can have complete ownership of that land as well under patent right. Mining claims, 1865, I believe, is the laws there. And that's been, that is under attack recently under Barry the usurper too. So there's much involved in that. But in the next couple of days, we'll go in, when on Thursday, we'll come back and we'll pick up about in this area, and we'll continue to spend a day or two more looking into property and just how very vitally important it is. Property is the absolute foundation of freedom. And without property, there can be no freedom. It's one of the unique differences between the United States of America and all the several states and many of these other republics around the world, where the people do not have any absolute property. And there's much to that word as well, as Freeman pointed out the other night. And yes, I do listen to the other broadcasts, not all of them, not all the time, but I do. Because I don't want to be a fountain of cognitive dissonance. I think that all of the various researchers on this network are adding parts and pieces to the puzzle, but we need to rightly understand that if we turn our back on this country, all of this could quickly become just against the law to even talk about. We would have no property in speech. We would have no freedom at all. Because without property, there can be no freedom. And the abolition of private property is the first plank in the Communist Manifesto, whether you have studied communism or not. It's not a viable plan. It seeks to take away your property and thus your freedom. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. I hope you'll be with us, and we'll welcome Sam Britton to our broadcast. We're going to talk micros tomorrow. Be with us then. Till then, have a great day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.